of light. Oh, reminds me of days of old when things were going nuts. But we're here. God's Sabbath is beginning, and we're all gathered here in fellowship. If you had to pick one thing that's missing in society today, what would it be? Concern and care for everyone, righteousness, godliness, peace. I think you see that you could name many things. But today, I want to focus on one little word that's still around, but sadly today, and that word, believe it or not, is kindness. Kindness. According to the lexicon, it means moral goodness, integrity, benignity, or kindness. Brotherly kindness, which is another word used often with kindness, cherish for each other as brethren. That's a good definition. And I want to go back to this word benignity for a minute. Now, you might not recognize it by the way I'm saying it, but if I slow it down and say it right, it's benignity. In other words, it's a mild threat in health or life, especially. Does not become cancerous, which is our normal association with the word benign. A gentle disposition, favorable or wholesome. And truly today, we are all gathered here today because of kindness, because of friendship and the love of God. We might say it's a caring trait. If you think about kindness, kindness is not something you just wake up and do. It's an inward character trait. So we might say that out of the abundance of a caring and kind heart, a person so acts. Kindness is an internally developed character trait that is outwardly manifested through the joy and care of the inner person. Everybody likes these people. They're fun to be around. They're joyful. They're happy. And they generally care about those they come in contact with. Now, by contrast, have you ever been around a mean person? You see the old movies, like Home Alone, you remember that guy with the snow shovel? All the little kids were scared of him. Have you ever been around a mean person? What are they like? They're mean, gruff, grumpy, unhappy. They'll bite your head off if you give them a chance. They don't give you the time of day, and they're usually reclusive and mostly alone. That's the character trait of an unhappy person. People just love being around grumpy people, right? No, you try to avoid them. You're like, dude, I don't want to be infected with grumpiness today. I'm happy, and I don't want to go there. But again, all these reflect an inner trait. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 3, I won't turn there. But it tells us about perilous times and the state of the heart of man. And two of those traits are unloving and unforgiving. Unloving and unforgiving. The opposites of kindness, loving, and gentleness. Read through 2 Timothy 3 when you have a chance and ask yourself how many of the traits listed in 2 Timothy 3 reflect inward character traits of the heart. So then how can we be different? Let's turn to Colossians 3 and verses 12 and 13. Colossians 3, verse 12 and 13. Give you a second to get there. I cheated. I had my notes in the Bible. I just flipped it open. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12 and 13 says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. Now let's go back through these really fast and look at them in terms of doing. How easy is it to put on tender mercies? Relatively manageable. It's not super complicated to be merciful. Kindness can take some work, especially if you don't like the person. Humility, that's a bit hard. Meekness, I don't know about meekness. Is one of those gray areas. Not everybody has it. It's a character trait. Long-suffering, patience. Maybe that's why God is taking so long to return. He wants to teach us patience. How long, O Lord, till you come? But now when we get to verse 13, bearing with one another, that's hard. Bearing with one another. Putting up with somebody you don't like. Or putting up with their deficiencies. Or something that they do that you don't like. But that's them. How hard is it to put up with someone? To bear with one another, no matter what they do. Forgiving one another. Perhaps the hardest thing in the whole list. Forgiving one another takes deep inward introspection. It's not something you just say. A lot of people say, well, I forgive you. But do you really forgive from the heart? There are other scriptures that say, that talk about forgive from the heart. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. That's not exactly easy. But it says, so you must also do. So isn't this true of God? He forgives us. When you're ready to wring someone's neck, God says, try a different way. Bear with one another. And while you're at it, forgive them too. Verse 13, bottom part of the verse we read. Great things to reflect on at Passover. If you really want to take the challenge deeply, ask yourself during Passover, what has God personally forgiven you of? What has he forgiven me of? And then move and grow. Sometimes you think, man, I'm just not doing very well. But God shows his kindness to us and says, you might not be doing well, but I still forgive you, and I still want you to grow, and I still want you to be here, and I still want you to keep my ways. So hang in there. God's kindness is true kindness. If God's nature is kind, outgoing, and caring, should we not develop the same nature as well? Should we not have the same nature so that when we interact with others, we treat them with kindness? You know, one of the fun things to do, I always do in the grocery store, and it's not because I do it. It's because I want to do it. The cashier says, thanks and have a good day. And I said, thank you, you too. And sometimes the expression on their face, it blows them away because they're not expecting a response. But when you say thank you have a good day too. It's like, wow, a refreshing voice from the world. A refreshing, someone cares about me. I'm not just up here pushing keys all day. They actually care about me. It's kind of a fun thing to do. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. We'll go there since we're in the neighborhood. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. It's interesting how many of these intertwine. Long-suffering, kindness, goodness. Those all intertwine. Gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Against such, there is no law. There is one more word for kindness in the scriptures that goes with the character trait of love. I actually thought it was used a couple times in the scripture. When I looked it up the other night, I was surprised. I was actually wrong. It's used 29 times, actually 26 times in the Old Testament, 21 of them found in Psalms. The word is 26:17. It means kindness, or in Hebrew, a construct word meaning loving kindness. Loving kindness has several definitions, so let me share those with you. These are from the lexicon. Kindly instruction, kindness in dealing, to do or show kindness. Kindness especially is extended to the lowly, needy, and miserable. Merciful. Loving kindness that God shows to the needs of his creation. Psalm 51. Verse 43. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. So by keeping God's way and walking in his way, we can understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And truly, brethren, I think we understand this. By living God's give way of life, we've heard the give. We understand what it means to be loving. We understand what loving kindness is and how to show it to other people. Caring, genuine concern. Caring about your brother. Lifting them up. Encouraging them. Now this next scripture, I thought, the last book in the Bible that I would think about looking for loving kindness is Jeremiah. Jeremiah's a heavy book. You think, no, there surely can't be anything about loving kindness in Jeremiah, but there actually is. Jeremiah 9, one of my favorite chapters. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Up if I read. Okay, never mind. I am in the right verse. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight. God delights in loving kindness. So, brethren, as we go about our days that God has given us on the earth, let us take time to develop and grow kindness and show loving kindness and care to all we meet as God gives us the opportunity.